Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Young keeps. He's got a man, and he's picked by Jair Brown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck with the call last night. That play absolutely sent me into orbit. Like floating in outer space, so pissed at Bryce Young for that play. And in that moment, and I almost tweeted this, just like Twitter, X, whatever. App used to be so great. It sucks so bad now. It's horrific. And that's not a political commentary. It's not, I don't, about Elon and Doge. I don't care about any of this. Just like the app is not enjoyable. It sucks. Instagram is way better. Way better. You're way more positive. I might join Blue Sky. Not a political commentary. I don't care about any of that. Just like, I don't enjoy it. It's not really fun. I almost tweeted. I'm like, you know what? It's just like never, like, just don't tweet. Just never tweet. I think it's probably a good approach. I almost tweeted after the Bryce Young pick. Ton of football left to be played, obviously, at that point. It's 7-0. It's still the first quarter. Deep, deep down, every single person that bet the Carolina Panthers, and if you bet the over in the game, I guarantee you felt this way also. And if you bet Mitchell Evans anytime touchdown, like, you know this too. None of the bets are going to win. None of them. Like, it's done. 7-point dog, first and goal at the one, player wide open, quarterback can run it in, interception. Like, you lose. Not that you have to lose. Like, they could have covered the spread, obviously. They could have won the game. You never know what's going to happen. But if you've been betting for long enough, and I've been betting now, this is 2025. I started betting in 2004, my senior year of college. I've been doing this for over 2 decades. How many bets I've placed? It's not a brag. I'm just, like, saying, right? And always bet responsibly. You kind of know how things are going to go. It's just in that moment, like, we're just done. I'm going to tell you what that fatal flaw for the San Francisco 49ers that I teased going into the first break is in a moment, but we do have a piece of, I guess this is like semi-breaking news in the NFL, just to highlight the desperation of this team and this offense. And I'm curious if anyone out there listening, watching, so I'm about to tell you that an NFL team signed an offensive player who is currently a free agent. Do you have any idea what team I'm talking about, even if you can't connect the dots with the player, which would be understandable? But like, playoff caliber team that desperately needs help on offense. Who do you think it is? If you guessed the Buffalo Bills, we get the Brad Evans ding, ding, ding for you. They have just signed Brandon Cooks, who was released mutual. Like I think it was a mutual decision by Cooks and the Saints to part ways. Brandon Cooks is 32 years old. He's been on 50 different teams, which is wild given that there are only 32 in the NFL. A record that will never be broken. He's been traded like 17 times and is clearly done. Like, clearly. And had a nice career. Like, had a couple really nice seasons. New England with the Patriots. Like, played pretty well at points. The fact that the Bills are signing Brandon Cooks, they desperately need some speed. Someone to take the top off the defense. Remember the report that prior to the trade deadline, the Bills tried to trade for Jaylen Waddle, and then they played the Dolphins that week, and Jaylen Waddle mossed Maxwell Hairston for a touchdown, and the Dolphins upset Buffalo and South Beach. The Bills have no speed. They have no juice on offense. None. And the only juice that it feels like they have in the passing game is a white tight end. Seems bad. Dalton Kincaid. I'm guessing you're going to see Brandon Cook start playing like immediately for the Bills. And maybe his job is just run as fast as possible in a straight line to open things up underneath. But this isn't like 5 years ago for Brandon Cooks. He old, man. I don't know. Like, the Bills will make the playoffs because Josh Allen's too good. And we'll get to the Bills-Steelers game next hour when I roll through all the games for Week 13 in the NFL. And maybe the Bills can win, obviously, like regardless of whether Cooks plays or not. They're a four-point road favorite. The market's not going to move on the Cooks news. Can he matter at all? Does it matter for Buffalo? I actually don't think it does. You know I've been consistent on the Bills all season long, even from before the season started. A team that will win a bunch of games in the regular season and fold in January, like always, probably against the Kansas City Chiefs. But this year, maybe not. Can't wait to see who they lose to this year in excruciating fashion. Because for as good as Josh Allen is, the rest of that roster is not up to par. And I don't think the head coach has got it in him to win in Buffalo. So there you have it. There's about 3 minutes for you on the Buffalo Bills signing Brandon Cooks. Okay. Now, that fatal flaw as it concerns the San Francisco 49ers. Drum roll, please. The defense sucks. What? You're expecting Brock Purdy's interceptions? And yeah, like Brock Purdy needs to stop throwing interceptions. Multiple picks in three of his four starts this season. Three interceptions last night, and man. Like, these interceptions are terrible. And Kyle Shanahan saying the right thing after the game and postgame. Like I'm not concerned about Brock. Like, Brock's going to be fine. We'll get Brock rolling. Brock knows. Like, we didn't use the sound because we wanted to play the Bryce Young audio there, but you can find this sound on social media. Brock Purdy basically saying, yeah, like, when I'm throwing interceptions like that, it does impact, like, my aggression as a quarterback. You don't want that. And I'm not saying that Brock Purdy's bad. Like, he's not. There's no quarterback controversy. Purdy's better than Mac Jones, despite what happened last night. Purdy, like, took the Chiefs to overtime in a Super Bowl. He's not a bad quarterback. But I do think he has pretty obvious physical limitations. I do think that. And it's one thing for Brock Purdy to go to a Super Bowl when the team around him is like the Monstars and the principal players are healthy and they're really good. Like, then, like, Purdy can take the keys and drive the car and, like, maybe win you a championship. Like, it's possible. Like, they could have won that Super Bowl against the 49ers a couple years ago, right? But if you're giving Brock Purdy the keys to, let's say it's not a Bentley, it's not a Maybach. Let's say you're giving him the keys to a Nissan Rogue. A decent car, right? I'm not trying to hate on the Nissan Rogue. I don't think Brock Purdy's taking you to the promised land in a Nissan Rogue. I don't think that's happening in a Hyundai Sonata. I used to drive a Hyundai Sonata. True story. When I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I'm not trying to paint myself as Romeo, but I'm like the height of my single life at that point. So I live in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, Kenny drives a Sonata. Kenny, I drove a Sonata for a long time. I'm also a lot older than you. So I'm with this very attractive Latin woman who's a couple years older than me, actually. And we're in my Sonata, in my parking garage at the apartment complex I live in Fort Lauderdale. And she goes to me, I like you, so it's okay. But I think you should get another car. I think this is like the 2025 San Francisco 49ers. And to be clear, I really liked my Hyundai Sonata. Shout out to Hyundai. I enjoyed that car. But yeah, this is like what it is. Like, that's what this is. This is not a Ferrari. It ain't. This is not a Maybach. This is not a Rolls Royce. And I don't know if Brock Purdy can take them to the promised land. And this defense has got significant issues right now for San Francisco.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think, when it comes down to it, the Niners, with this defense and the quarterback playing the way he is right now, can win 3 games in January and win the Super Bowl. I don't even think they can win the 3 games in January against the NFC with the defense being as bad as it is and Purdy potentially throwing interceptions. But I want to present a different way to think about San Francisco to everybody. The Niners currently have 8 wins, right? They're 8-4 following the win last night. Their next 2 games, this Sunday, on the road in Cleveland against Shedeur Sanders and the Browns, and I like the Browns to cover the spread in that game. The weather is going to be bad. The Browns' defense is awesome. But, like, San Francisco's probably going to win, right? They're 5.5-point road favorites. Let's just assume a win, and we don't have to talk about margin of victory for right now. They're going to win, okay? Then the bye. Then San Francisco comes out of the bye and hosts Tennessee. So you would think, like, any team can lose any game, right? But it feels like they're going to win the next two. They're going to be favored, like, pretty big to win the next 2 games. That means they're 10-4. And the final 3 games of the year are not easy. At Indianapolis, home Chicago, which could be a game as it sets up, like, to determine a playoff team in the NFC in Week 17. Home Seattle. I think they're probably in with 10. So I think they're in with two more wins. They win one of those games and get to 11, like, they're definitely in. They're in the playoffs. And they're not going to be the 7th seed if they win 11 games, right? So I think it's time to start thinking about, because I don't think San Francisco is going to win the NFC West. I don't think that's going to happen, right? The Rams look like they're going to win it, right? That you are going to get San Francisco on the road on wild card weekend, probably against the NFC North winner. Not definitely, but probably. Probably the NFC North winner, assuming that Philly and LA are the top 2 seeds in the NFC, which doesn't have to turn out that way, but that's my best guess. In a one-game scenario, the Niners are capable of scoring 38 points on basically anybody. It doesn't have to go that way. Defense is bad enough that they could let up 40. Purdy could throw a bunch of interceptions and they could get railroaded, of course. But the upside of this offense, when everybody's healthy and Shanny's on his game, and I think I've ragged on him in the past for some of his decision-making. He's so good. He's a magician. He's awesome. As the Spanish would say, El Mago, the magician. He's unbelievable. The Niners are capable of scoring 35 on anybody. Would you, the person watching you, the person listening, consider betting the Niners to win on the road at Detroit, on the road at Green Bay, on the road at Chicago, at Tampa, at Philly, at the Rams, at the Seahawks? When you think about it, it doesn't seem that unreasonable that they could win that game. I do not think they could win 2 more after that. So don't confuse what I'm saying. They are not going, and the betting market agrees with me. They're the sixth choice right now to win the NFC. I don't think it's going to happen. But we are going to have a very interesting conversation come playoff time, wild card weekend, about the San Francisco 49ers. You better you bet on this Tuesday. All right. We got to talk about the losers of last night's game. And the first thing I'd like to say when talking about the Carolina Panthers, six and six. They're 500. I have one word. How? Now, I love Dr. Eric Eager. If you don't know who that is, you're probably new to the betting content space. You're new to You Better You Bet. Eric used to work for Pro Football Focus and Sumer Sports, and he used to come on You Better You Bet every week. And now he's like the director of analytics for the Carolina Panthers. And he is like, he's brilliant, and he's one of the nicest guys of all time. And I root for the Panthers. Like, doesn't mean I bet on them in every game. And you know that, our listeners and viewers. But if it helps him, like, I root for it to happen because I think he's great. It pains me to say this because I love the good doctor, Eric Eager. I hate this team. Like, I hate them. I'm sorry, Doc. I hate them. Like, I don't know what the point of it is. And maybe I'm not seeing through the forest through the trees here. They're 6-6 with a point differential of minus 53. Like, they're not good. They're not. And they've been doing this, like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing, where, like, 1 week they lose a million to nothing. The next week, Bryce Young throws for 448 yards. I don't think they're very good. And they're annoying. They're annoying because I feel like there's something there, like, under the surface that's, like, ready to burst. Unlike with J.J. McCarthy. I think that one, that genie might be stuck in that particular bottle. But there's something there with Carolina. And I think it might be as easy as saying it's just, like, the quarterback's not good enough. He's a backup. Bryce Young's a backup quarterback. I would take him as the Giants' backup quarterback for 10 years if I could. I think he's a great backup. He's like short Jameis Winston, basically. Wait, he could come in and throw for 400 yards in a game. He could also look like he did last night. He's like a box of chocolates and Forrest Gump, except like 80% of them are bad, and only 20% of them are good. You never know what you're going to get when a Carolina Panthers game starts. And I'm just done with it. Like, I'm over it. And I think the Panthers need to be done with it. Because there are building blocks on this roster. Got to get a little more talent infused on the defense. But you get a better quarterback. And, like, And you know what? We need to talk about Dave Canales a little bit. We'll do that on the other side. And then we'll talk some basketball here on You Better You Bet. And I'm going to tell everybody, the national championship contender that has me super concerned early in the year, here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.